The following presentation was recorded live by Voices from Jerusalem.
We're on number 43 of the 48 ways. And number 43 of the 48 ways is Mityashev Libo B'Talmudo. Mityashev means to make sit. Libo is his heart. B'Talmudo in what he studies. Make sit your heart in your studies. Now, what does it mean to sit your heart? Sit means to settle. Sit on it. Settle it down. Heart, what's a heart mean? So heart is still used in colloquialism as the seat of desire. My heart tells me, it's my feelings, your emotions, the desire. So settle your desire into your studies. Now, do you understand what that means? You're supposed to be absorbed, fascinated, completely involved in whatever it is that you're doing. You're studying biology, be fascinated. You're studying how to make sales, be fascinated. You're studying how to deal with your children, be fascinated. Now, we all appreciate if we're fascinated in our studies, we can do a better job, right? If we're distracted, we're not fascinated, we don't have our desire into it, we're not fascinated. Is that right? But to give you a concept, a focus onto what we're after, so we say, look, how many of you would really enjoy a lecture on the carburetor? You know the carburetor of a car, how it works, where the intake is, the outtake, how it mixes the air with the gas. Is that what it does, the carburetor? You don't know. Anybody knows? Yeah, it mixes the gas with the air to aid combustion and how it works. Yeah, and we give a lecture, an hour lecture on it. Yeah, you fall asleep. Interesting for 5 minutes, right? Do you know how you'd be fascinated by such a lecture? Completely fascinated.
You had a bum carburetor.
And you were stuck in the Sinai Desert. You get that? If you had a bum carburetor, it wasn't working. Yeah. And you're stuck in the Sinai Desert, and you don't know what to do with it. Yeah. And somebody walks by and is going to give you a lecture on the carburetor. Yeah. You say, fascinating. Sit down. Let me take notes. Wow, the Almighty's kind to me. Yeah. So in other words, when you have the same thing that can be utterly boring, when you have a desire, for some reason your desire is set into it, then it's a fascinating business. How do we use that so that we should be fascinated with whatever it is that we have to investigate? Okay, so how do we go about it? So number one is, see where it happens naturally, so that you can feel what the fascination is about. When I talk about the carburetor, you know, you could get fascinated. There's something that will force you, but you've had it. Get an appreciation of having it. But I'll make it easy for you. And number two is, I want to give you an illustration of where we were all, it happened to all of us. Did you ever study for a final, you know, and you can't study? It's a week before the final, the night before the final, right? Not fascinated, but you're disciplined, yeah? But a week before the final, you feel like studying, you can't, it's too sleepy, you can't keep your eyes open. And you figure you might as well go to sleep, you still got another week, right? And you pick up a book that somebody put on the table, one of these new trash novels, you know, right? And you look a couple of pages, and what happens?
Get fascinated.
6 o'clock in the morning, you say, really, you ought to go to sleep. Is that right? You couldn't keep your eyes open. Is that right? You remember? But you got fascinated. Sometimes it happens. It's not in the final. You're on a bus and you're reading a book and it's the last stop. The guy says, well, where you going, friend? Right? Yeah. Or you're on the line and you're reading a book that you're fascinated with. Yeah. And the people push you. Come on, let's go. You know, I'm moving. Yeah. Your mother calls you for supper. Breakfast, lunch. Yeah, I'm coming right down. Right? You're fascinated. What's going on? You look at the novel now, say, how the heck can I be? Did it ever happen to you with the Late Late Show? You just wanted to turn it on for 5 minutes, you know? And then you are stuck until the end of the picture, and you've seen it 3 times anyway. Yeah? What happened?
You wanted to see that scene again. You remember, there was a good scene in the whole stupid picture.
Yeah? So what happens? What
gets us involved? We're there, and we're listening, we're reading, and what can we use it for?
It's something that you did.
You were fasting, right?
So number three is, if I can analyze it with you, what happened and why does it happen? It would seem that for some reason or another, your focus, your perspective was, this is important for your living. It's relevant. Somehow this will give you a key. You will learn something about life. Even if you know it's an illusion, but it's relevant. This is important. This somehow will change me. Is that true? That's what happens. Do you see that? Yeah? Now, I want to focus your attention that you know it's an illusion. In a sense, you know it's an illusion. It's a swashbuckling pirate novel. Yeah? You hope that maybe somehow there'll be a turn, there'll be an insight that will connect for some reason, somewhere in the future, and this is an avenue for living. Number four is, realize that all of these things are illusions, even if it's really a heavy novel, like Human Bondage, or a heavy novel, like a real Odessa File. Yeah, a real heavy novel. Yeah. Right? But it's still an illusion. What did you learn about life? Of Human Bondage is already something. Moby Dick, if you're really fascinated. War and Peace, if you got fascinated. It's hard to get fascinated with a book like War and Peace, but if you do, goodbye for the month. That's it. Can't find you. Yeah. But at the same time, after it all, if you sort it out, you'll find that what did you really learn? Can you apply it for living? Is it there? Is it reliable? Dostoevsky, Crime and Punishment. Is that the way every criminal feels? Do they all come in and give themselves up? Not all of them, yeah. But if you're a criminal, will you give yourself up? Will you have these nightmares? Yeah. Is that... There is such a thing that a human being has such nightmares, right? He is driven apart. Good, but how is it relevant for your human condition, for you?
Yeah. Some novels which
are, some are heavier, some are really nonsense.
Yeah. Take the works there of Jane Austen. Can't you learn life's lessons?
So the question is asked. Let's take Romeo and Juliet. Yeah, that's the real condition of infatuation, right? We won't call it love, but infatuation, right? But people are carried away with this. Yeah. Now, what do you learn? You learn that he commits suicide and she commits suicide. Is that the proper reaction? No. But it certainly gives you the feeling that they had no choice but committing suicide. Yeah. I mean, you talk about it in realistic terms. Definitely, it's a heavy play. Yeah? It's really a mirror of human conditions. If you like the beauty of his words, it enhances it. If you don't like the beauty of his words, then you got to get into the plot. Yeah? Right? But this is people fighting and swords and enmity and what it leads to and what a terrible situation. Okay, so now were they right? Were they wrong? They were definitely wrong. That's no way. I mean, you know, you love the girls and she dies, so what do you do? Boo! No.
So if it was definitely wrong, then you've learned something.
That isn't what he's teaching you. That ain't what he's teaching you. You know it's wrong from before, and you say, hey, look, Willie. You know, don't make them such heroes. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
So in other words, you can read it, but as long as you have an appreciation for what you're reading and you concentrate on the fact that what they're doing is wrong and you consciously take the lesson out.
Yeah, there's a point to Jane Austen novels of Human Bondage, there's a point to these novels. I'm not saying that, but your fascination is much out of proportion to your interest. You think your life has changed. You walk away when it's a heavy novel, and you say, wow, I've learned about living. Yeah. Come on, you know. You've been involved in it. You were interested in living. You were thinking about living. But how much did this guy really know about living? How wise a human being was he, the novelist in himself? How wise were his characters? How much did they really know about the meaning of existence that you're learning about living from him and from his characters? Yeah? For a moment, you empathize with other human beings. But did you learn about living? Not necessarily so.
Okay, number four is that, look, this was an illusion. You didn't really get something, yeah? But it's easy to use because the illusion sort of, it's an infatuation. I feel that I'm going to learn something about life. But number five is, learn to use it consciously. Learn to use this consciously as a tool for living when you know obviously that this is a fascinating concept. Do you hear this? When this, you know it will change your life. Like, happiness is an obligation. I'm bored. Happiness for the rest of your life. Yeah, but that isn't the human condition. That's crazy. This is the human condition. This is unleashes you. Do you see that? How does that mean that you're not fascinated by learning that happiness is an obligation? Love is an obligation. What free will is about. Know yourself. What you're living for. What you're living for. Shouldn't you be fascinated? It's just that it isn't something that you fell into. You follow? If you'd fall into it, all of a sudden, you said, hey, is this what I really want out of life? You'd be fascinated. But here, you have to take that jump, and you have to say to yourself, gee whiz, to know what I really want out of life, that's a fascinating concept. That's the human condition. There are tools how to do it. Let me work at it. Fantastic. That's no more human condition than you can find. Nothing more relevant. Is that true? Now, you're not oriented to wanting to know about these things. If there's a new game, a new video game, you're bored already with video games, right? But if there's a new game and you say, I'll try it, immediately you're fascinated, right? Because you're oriented. These are fascinating things, getting the gadgets to work, yeah? You just got to be, remember, these are fascinating things, getting this gadget to work. How do you get pleasure out of life? It's much more profitable than Pac-Man, right? Much more profitable. Much more profitable than any novel. Learn how to get that gadget to work.
Yeah, Gary?
By looking into ourselves, we find out something about humanity. We learn something about humanity.
Sure, we're all the same. Come on. This is the human condition. Looking into yourself, you know everything about humanity. You want to be happy? Everybody here wants to be happy. You want to love? Everybody. You want a self-respect? Everybody here wants self-respect. You know, the basic things everybody wants. You know that that's true. Does this guy want to be insulted? Tell me, Gary, do you think? You just check it out. Do you want to be insulted? No, he doesn't want to be insulted. You can take that for granted. Yeah? All right, number six is that, look, whatever wisdom you come across, what you have to do is define, why do I want to know this? Why is this important for my lifestyle? Like being fascinated with your studies. Why is it important to be fascinated with your studies? So picture to yourself, if I could be fascinated with biology, if I could be fascinated by people, if I could be fascinated by the problem of dealing with my parents, if I really get my desire into it, I will come up with solutions. Do you see that? Now, if you could be fascinated with the Talmud, if you could be fascinated with the Mishnah, right? Tell him, Sharon, if you could be fascinated with the Talmud, boy, you can zip through the whole thing by now, yeah? Yeah? If we could be fascinated with what we undertake, no problem. Yeah? So you want to know how to be fascinated. Or what about, do you want to know how to feel another human being? You see, this is the piece of wisdom we're studying now, how to be fascinated. But the same thing goes with anything. Now, if I talk to you about how to make $1 million, immediately you're fascinated. Yeah? Right? Why? Because $1 million, yeah. You're oriented. You don't really think that you can do it, but if I have any credence as a man who knows about how to make money, and I say, you can do it too, and this is the way you do it. Oh, what do you think, Sally? Oh, boy, fascinated, yeah? Because you know I want $1 million. You don't know. You've given up that I want to be happy. I want to understand how to use my potential. You have to remind yourself. Yeah, I want this. This is important. So you got to ask yourself, why do you want it? Why do you want to be fascinated? Of course, it'll make me effective. It'll get my power into this. Yeah.
Then you can use it on any piece of wisdom. Just discover the why of it. Why do you need this? What will it do for your lifestyle?
Number 7 is that a man who knows that God spoke on Sinai, you know, if there was a signal from outer space and you took it down, it sounds like Morse code. Sure enough, ding, dong, dong, you know Morse code. And, hey, it's words. The words say, and it is time. Now listen, it is going down. Watch out, up. Wait, what the heck? But it's words from outer space, right? You'll copy it down, try to figure it out. Yeah. You say, what's this, a code? How do you break the code? What is he saying? Who is this? Yeah, right? The Almighty speaking for a committed man. Yeah. For goodness sake, not to be fascinated. You gotta have a hole in your head, right, Sharon? Right. Gotta have a hole in your head. Yeah. But those who don't quite believe yet, just the chance that it might be God. Look how powerful it is. It's changed the world. Is that enough to fascinate you to figure out what it's about? But in any case, for all of us, you see, for all of us, just to remember, we want greatness and we want any tools. Don't give up. Your desire is to master life rather than to just bumble along, to get a clarity, to know what you're living for, to attain greatness. Remember, you are ambitious. You desire greatness. And any piece of wisdom, and Torah is certainly valuable, be fascinated. Just remember that this is your inner longing. We all want to be the greatest. We do. And anybody who can give you a hint, a tool, a way, that is the real human condition. Not that we're the greatest gunfighter, gunslinger, not that we're romancing. Come on, we want greatness in all of its aspects. Powerful. Any hours you spend on Pac-Man is robbing you of greatness. It's beautiful, it's sweet, it's nice, but you know it's not the way to make $1 million, and it's not the way to get a PhD, and it's not the way to be great. But if I relax, he who relaxes today learns to relax another day. Okay, number 8 is directly, look, it happens to us all the times. It happens in a class, in a biology class, a teacher somehow turns us on and we're fascinated. It happens in an astrology class, sometimes even in mathematics, yeah? In Torah, too. In the Mishnah, in the Gemara, we spent an hour, we spent 2 hours, we've even spent 3 hours. We're fascinated and we walk out. Now, you've heard, you want to learn from your experience, you want to learn from your mistakes. Friend, learn from your successes. That's the best. Learn from your successes. You know it's happened to you. Figure out why. A dry subject, biology, I never could stand it. Physics, I never could take it. Right? That day, wow, all of a sudden, it was fascinating. Track it down. What in the world happened? What happened to you? What did you see? The beauty of it? Yes, sir.
But you're sitting in biology class, one day it becomes fascinating because of an illusion.
Doesn't matter, but the illusion is built on a reality. Do you understand? Saul says that, look, one time in biology class, you could have got an illusion. Now, what is the illusion? That I'm a cell? No. What's the illusion? That if I know this, then I will become a great biology teacher? Right? That's it. Somehow, I will make my mark in biology. That could be an illusion. Right? But it's built on the sense that you saw that biology has possibilities. That there are things to be found in biology that nobody found before. That it is fascinating to you. It's a powerful tool, right? You have to isolate the reality behind the illusion and use that for a constant interest, a fascination in the subject. All right. Number 9 is that, look, it works in other aspects of life. There are many aspects of life we get fascinated. Did you ever get fascinated in cleaning up your room? It happens, you know. Did you ever get fascinated in mowing the lawn? All of a sudden you start making patterns. You get fascinated. Never knew it could happen, right? You get fascinated. Yeah. It happens in different things, yeah? So the idea is that figuring out what happened to me, what caught me up in it.
Yeah.
How can I use this technique every time I mow the lawn? You know, instead of suffering through it, yeah. Make a game out of it? Is that what I did? I make a game out of it? Was I in a particular set of mind that I felt like making a game out of it? Was there a basic meaning in living that I got out of it? You know, sometimes you're into the very basic meaning of living, like cleaning up a room or helping someone with this problem. Or sometimes that fascination is just that you touched a chord that's really rich. Ah, that's a pity to lose that one. Do you see that? Yeah? But even if not, but it's a technique that you can use to get work done, okay, learn the technique. You know it can work once, it can work again and again. Make sure that you don't lose it. Number 10 is that learn what fascinates people. What fascinates people? You know the movies that sell? Like guaranteed hit. What is the... Bodies. Yeah. Female or dead ones. Right? And cells. But I remember as a kid, they said there were 30 guys bumped off. Everybody had to see the picture. Right? 30 murders in one picture. Right? Wow. You know? How do they pack it in? Yeah. That's a murder a minute, you know. Got to see such a picture, right?
Why? Why are people fascinated? Why do all the magazines have a picture of an airplane crash? And you know it's going to be in every single magazine, newspaper that you're going to pick up, right? Airplane crash, houses knocked down. Fascinating. Yeah. 700 people wiped out in one accident? I have something to discuss for the next 3 weeks, right? The newspapers come alive. Yeah, now they can sell a lot of newspapers. Why? What's going on? Do you understand what's going on? We are fascinated with it, even if you don't like to go to those pictures, yeah? But you know that this is a human condition, yeah? What's going on? We know what's going on with sex. We understand that, but what's this? This is something that tells us something about what fascinates man. Yeah, can you figure it out? Can you use it?
Can it be what fascinates
man? No, I don't want you to figure it out here, Gary. That's it. I want you to be fascinated by finding out what people are fascinated in. Yeah? War stories, thrillers, detectives, swashbuckling. You know that it is a common denominator. If you want to fascinate people, you just figure out, you want to be a successful writer. Ha! But successful writer, yeah. Just learn the formula. Ding, 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 ding. Learn how to put it together in a little different form, right? There are people who are turning out one novel after another. A novel a week. Always ready to be picked up. Yeah. Used to be the Lone Ranger series. It used to be Tarzan series. You know, the formula. Now they say it's going into the movies. There's Star Wars 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And they got the formula. That's it. People are going to be fascinated. They're going to come back for another Rocky. Yeah. Is he going to get older? Or is he going to be 5 years older? Is he going to come into the ring at 70 years old too? You know? But it's going to go. It's going to be Rocky 3, 4, or Son of Rocky. They got the formula. Do you understand? They got the formula. They're going to sell it. I'm focusing your attention. What's going on? If you want to go into the movie, you got to know. But for yourself to know what appeals to you, what appeals to them, why do they do it, so that you can understand how to use what's really driving you. All right, number 11 is know what you really want. This is already a different level. Any human being that knows what he really wants will be fascinated by anything
that is applicable. See, when you have a real ambition to be a doctor, people, I don't know if you know it. You see, some guys here might have made a decision to want to be a doctor. Okay, so if you make a decision to be a doctor, then you don't go to music school, you go to medical school, right? You take pre-med, you don't take poetry. You understand? So you're on target. But you don't walk out of undergraduate school talking like a doctor. But the guy who's living, he's fascinated, he desires to be a doctor. When he graduates, he gets his BA, he's already talking like a doctor. He's read a lot of medicine. He is up to what the universities are. Do you follow? Because he has got this goal that's connected, that's real to him. Then he's fascinated. He imitates doctors' manners. He already has his bedside manner before he gets to medical school. You understand? He meets a doctor, he starts talking like him. Yeah. And so if a human being knows what he really wants out of life, then he will find the things, the ways, the means, the roles, the information, the power to get to where he really wants to go. And he'll be fascinated by those things that will get him there, or that even give him a hint that he will get him there. That's what I'm trying to focus you on. And number 8, I'm saying to you, or number 7, whatever it was, that you want greatness. Know this. If you really knew it, you'd stick here. We couldn't scrape you off this yeshiva. Yeah. We couldn't scrape you out of here. If you really wanted greatness, you'd say, well, look, you know, they're crazy, but wow. You know, they're tools here. Yeah. Of course, I don't want to go all this way, but they're tools. Let me use them. Do you see that? So know what you want, whatever it is that you want. At least be fascinated in those things that will get you where you want. Because if you know what you want, you will be fascinated. Number 12 is always be directed. At least be directed, which means clear-cut goals. Why are you doing this? What do you want to do? In action. So if you're studying biology, what is your goal? You want to get a good mark? Just knowing that you want to get a good mark will help you be interested. I can't say fascinated, right? But just making that decision will help you orient you. You're trying to figure out what makes your children stop quarreling. You're going to lose your patience real quick. Real quick. You know, you'd say, ah, the heck with them. You'll throw them out of the house. You fellas don't think that you're going to have children, right? You tell them. Boy, what a job, yeah? Now, if you say to yourself, what do I want to do with these kids? I want to keep them shut, quiet. I want to lock them up. I want to get them fascinated with living. I want to define. What do you want to do with these kids? With your kids, yeah? Know what you want to do. Tell yourself, why do you want to do it? What is it? What will it give them? And then you'll become fascinated in figuring out how to accomplish it. Am I making sense? Do you see that? That clear-cut goals, articulate your aims. Even in biology, we'll do it, certainly in living, certainly in dealing with your quarrel with your parents and your siblings and your children and your boss and in finding out how to operate when you walk into a business. All right, number 13 is, remember, we're all fascinated with a post-mortem. You know what a post-mortem is? Did you play a game of basketball? And after the game, it was a hot game, and you say, well, What mistakes did we make in the first quarter? How could we have gotten that play done? Right? Even if you weren't playing the game, you're fascinated. Yeah? You're fascinated. They should have put a pinch hitter at that. Nah, they could have, right? So in Judaism we say, do a post-mortem every night. Every night. Ask yourself, how did I do today? Where was I? I started out in the morning real miserable, and that carried my day. That's it. Now I understand the whole day. I woke up in the morning saying, ugh, another day, and the whole day just went that way. Yeah. Well, today was full of energy. Track it down. What was the energy today? Yeah, I got up in the morning and said, it's a beautiful day. That's what happens. Okay, now, second. What was your play? The third play, the fourth play, the fifth play. Yeah. Well, I really didn't know where I was going, but I handled that one right. Yeah. You understand? A post-mortem. Better still, is plan your day and then do a postmortem. Yeah? Take control of your living experience. Yeah? That's guaranteed greatness. And then do a postmortem. Where'd you go off? Why happened? Why you were planning to get up with "It's great to be alive." Why did you get up the other way? Yeah? Just forgot. Well, how do we avoid that? Be fascinated with living by taking the route of a postmortem. Number 14 is, always when you're learning wisdom, and Torah and Gemara and Mishnah, it's all really wisdom. Don't, because some of the fellows will stay after 3 months and then they'll get into Gemara and they'll say, "What does that have to do with life?" It's all wisdom. These people thought that this was important for living, so let me figure out what is being said. Why do I have to know it? It's living. What is being said? What do I want to do with it? What will get me there? You understand? If you have a clear-cut goal in wisdom, it will give you the same fascination. So always ask yourself, why do I want this? I want tools for life. Tools for life. Okay, so what do they say? What do I want to do with it? How am I going to get it done? Number 15 is, the Chazal say that the rabbis tell us, the Chazal of the rabbis of the Talmud, they say, "Le'olam yilmad adam ma shelibo chofetz." A man should always study what he desires to study. Now they're telling us really a person should study everything that he has to study. He has to study everything about life. Every Jew is supposed to know 613, all of the Bible. You've got to know all of it, right? But what they're saying is, use your natural interests. So, if you take a look at the 613, ask yourself, which commandments fascinate me? Yeah, love humanity. How to select a king, is that interesting? How to wage war, is that interesting? War is fascinating. No, not the Jewish way. All right. How to pick a wife? Yeah, that fascinating? Commandment, get married. Maybe they have some information how to pick a wife. Maybe that's what you're interested in. Yeah, but you should go through all the 613. Start where you're fascinated. Now, as far as your living is concerned, I mean, if you're going to college, right? Take your biology book, your history book, your physics book. Go through the table of contents and find a chapter that hits a response in you. That's the way to crack a book. Do you understand? Using your natural inclination, your natural desire, something that has an interest, using that as an entree, as a wedge, to get involved with this blasted subject, which you're a little bit antipathetic to, because after all, it's something you got to do, it's your obligation, right? It could be a fascinating thing, but it's my obligation. Yeah. You understand, if we obligate you to play basketball, then you don't feel like it. Yeah. That's all you got to hear. What, I got to? That's it. Yeah, I don't want to. If I got that, I don't want to. Yeah. So when you got this going against you, when you have to study, you have to learn, so you got something against you. So you need that edge, something you desire to know. So you know you desire it. Okay. That way you'll get involved. Number 16 is that for living, when you have to deal with people, whether it's a customer, whether it's your own children, whether it's old people, whether it's a bus driver, jump right into them. What does that mean? Be fascinated. Be fascinated for a human being for one moment. How you be fascinated? He's a whole life. This bus driver is a whole life. Always remember, your own children are a whole living experience. They've got a whole world of their own. They have all kinds of desires. They're fascinating human beings. Yeah. Jump into people, meaning be fascinated with them in order to talk to them on a level where you can reach them, where you can understand them, where you can move them, where you can deal with them. If you're looking at them as little objects that you got to keep them quiet, or you're looking at them as little objects that you got to get them to put their hands into their pocket and buy your article of clothing you want to sell them, do you follow me? No way of living. No way of dealing with people. Being fascinated with them. Defining. It's a whole mystery of life walking right by you. It's a thriller. You don't know whether he's going to kill someone this afternoon. You know, you can make it dramatic if you like. Yeah, you don't know where he got his education, whether he's going to commit suicide one day. Ah,
But fine, be fascinated. Find your way of being fascinated. Make your own little story about him, but it's a whole life. It's a mystery story. Look into him. It's an approach to greatness. Look into them. Be fascinated with him. You'll deal a heck of a lot better with him. You'll understand him better. Yeah. Number 17 is a Chovas Halvavis, who was a great rabbi in medieval times. He said that in order to be fascinated with truth and wisdom and living, all that you have to do is remember, realize, and live what you are, what you really are, soul, not a body. If you realize that, he says, if a person actually realizes that, then he's fascinated with wisdom. He doesn't want to waste no time. Eating is all right. You know, you've got to feed the body. You got to keep it happy, but you don't get lost in it. You know who you are. You're a soul. And you're fascinated with wisdom. You're fascinated with living. You're fascinated with the puzzle and the mystery of existence. You're a soul tied up to a body. What a situation. Open up the book for the next installment. What's going to be? What a thriller. A soul locked up in a body, trying to make it sane, trying to deal with that body. All right, now why? Why do we need this? Why do we need this? So, look, when you're fascinated, you're absorbed. You're there. You're completely there. You know, that novel that you're fascinated makes a much bigger impression than when you're not fascinated, right? Certainly, if you're fascinated in biology or your studies, you're gonna remember it better. You see that, yeah? But number two is that when you're fascinated, you use less energy. No problem. When you have to study, you concentrate, you get worn down. When you're fascinated, you stay up all night. No problem. You see? You lose less energy. It's on the contrary. It's energizing rather than energy draining. And you can do it. Number three is that, look, for living, you've got to be sane. If you live like a body, you'll never make it. If a person is not fascinated with knowing what he's living for, he's not sane. He's insane. He's fascinated by Star Wars. He's not fascinated by himself. Something's wrong. You're running away from yourself. You see that? You've got to be fascinated with what really counts if you're going to make your life really count. Now, as far as an assignment, say, try to do something about this. So the first thing that I would ask you to do is track down three times that you were fascinated in things that you're not usually fascinated with. For instance, in a biology book, in a history book, track it down, you've had it, and abstract the lesson. Abstract the lesson and try to use it for living. The second thing that I would ask you to do is fascinate yourself with getting to know the most interesting person that you can ever meet. You know who the most interesting person that you can ever meet is? Self. Get fascinated. Get yourself ready and sit down and have a nice little discussion with yourself. What are you really living for? Where are you going?
Make sure it's in private.
No, in the yeshiva, you see, that's an advantage of over here. Everybody will know what you're doing. Nothing to worry about. Nobody will get locked up. We'll set bail for you. We'll get you out. Thank you very much.